The following Daf Yomi recording begins with today's Daf from the 13th International Cycle. It's followed by a very fast review of the Daf that allows you to listen to the whole Daf within 5 to 10 minutes. That's followed by exactly the same Daf at greater length, deeper explanations, and with a different group of people, either from the previous 12th cycle or even the 11th, and sometimes even the 10th. Today's daf in Masechet Beitza, brought to you mibein Chumot Yerushalayim, is daf Yud Gimel, and we're holding a daf Yud Beit Amud Beit with the word Ushbezichne. So Ushbezichne, the Rav Bar of Chanan, havi le'asuraita de chardala, omar le'mau lefruche umeichu minayu biyom tov lo havi biyade. So the owner of the home in which Rav Bar of Chanan was living, he had these handfuls of raw mustard, and they were still attached. The seeds were still attached, and he asked them, "Would it be mutter to squeeze them and to eat them? And that way, I could just rub them in my hands. And when I rub them in my hands, the seeds will fall out. And that, although it seems similar, of course, to disha, but after all, maybe we should look at it as being similar to shchita." Just say Shchita, I could do on Yontif, but this I could have done before Yontif, and even though that may be Mutter Dioraita, there still would be problems of doing things that could have been done before, perhaps. So he didn't know. Lo havi biyadei ata l'kamei de Rava. So his Ushbezichne came to ask Rava what the din was. Amarle, it is Mutter to be molad l'milas, which means that basically to rub the seeds of grain. And so too with the kidneys, mefarchin and kidneys, which is the same thing. There would be more melilas, put them between your hands and to rub them. We'll see exactly how later on. And we're allowed to break open the pods that will allow the kidneys, of course, by definition, legumes grow in a pod. And we're allowed to squeeze them and open them up, even though they could have done before, because this is considered to be kila achar yad. Therefore, it wouldn't be an isur d'oraita. And so because of that, they weren't isur on yantav, even though you could have done it before. They weren't geyser to aser.
How would these ponds usually open, if not?
No, usually you process. No, but usually you process a lot at a time. Uh-huh. So you don't. Yeah, here it's basically a question of rubbing it, just rubbing it between your hands like this. You would use a kli and, you know, you press on it. So he said it was mutter. Eit ve'abaye hamolel mililot mi erev Shabbat. If you rubbed some of these chitim erev Shabbos, so you're allowed, even though that doesn't completely remove the bran, because even when you rub it, you crack the bran open, but you still have to blow it off. So there's two parts to the process. So you're allowed the next day on Shabbos Gufa to be minafeach miyad liyad. So what you can do is you can blow, you let the things fall from one hand to the other, and you allow the wind to blow it off as you blow it between your hands. And then you can eat it, but you certainly cannot use a kanon or a tamchui, which would be the normally what you would do is when you had a mixture of things like that, you would essentially take a kanon. A kanon is like a cone shaped tube, like a straw, and it allows the thin stuff to go out of the bottom, and it keeps the grain itself on top. So it's basically a one-by-one sieve kind of thing, where a tamchoy would be a large plate that you spread them out like we do with rice and, you know, get rid of the junk on the side. That you can't do because that's already the way you would do it b'chol. But you can do it b'yad. And here's the crucial point to our sugya, ha'molel mililot be'erev yom tov. Now here's the problem. Here it says, if you do the rubdown before yom tov, uh-oh, that means before Yantav, but not on Yantav, right? So before Yantav, then the next day, you could be Minafer. Now, don't confuse the word al-yad with the word miyad liyad. Because miyad liyad means literally letting it flow from one hand to another as you blow on it. Al-yad means little by little. It's just a saying. Yeah, laat laat does not mean the same thing. So as long as you just do like one piece at a time, you can eat it, and a little bit at a time. That we'll see later on in the Sugya Mudge. And then you can eat. And then you can use, even on Yom Tov, they weren't geyser, even to use a kanon, even to use a tamchoy, because after all, Tzorach HaKadosh is mutar on Yom Tov, so things that could have been done before, as long as you did the Kedisha before, it was okay. But you can't use mamish, the kli that is miyuchad for it, and that would be the tavla, which is a very large flat surface, or a nafa, certainly not a sieve, or a kavara, or a sifter. That is the real way of doing without a shinui. But note, says Abai, very carefully, it says me'erev yontav. And that means you could only do it me'erev yontav, the yontav law, and you were matir, the Yush Bezichle, to do it even on yontav. How do you explain the bright, huh? No, said Rava to him, afilu teima b'yontav. The only reason it mentions erev yontav is because since we started with erev Shabbos, so the Risha spoke about Erev Shabbos, so Mamela said, if the same thing happened on an Erev Yontev, then there would be no problem next. But it doesn't mean that that's the only way that you can do it. Now, how does this relate to our sugya? You can bring some tea. How does this relate to our sugya? It relates to our sugya because if you're telling me that I can actually do this on Yontev, when was it Chayev in taking off Truma? Only on Yontev, because before that, it was still attached to the branch, and it certainly wasn't considered to be Dagon. Dagon is only after it's already processed, to the extent that you have the separate seeds. But you said in the Mishnah, that was a whole machlokas between Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel, the whole discussion, that, well, Truma, you know, you could never take off Truma on Yontev, because it always could have been done before Yontev. Now, wait a minute. This is exactly like the case of challah. You make an isa on yontav, you start to take off challah, nobody denies that. If you made the dogon on yontav, and this, according to what you're saying, you could actually make dogon on yontav, as long as it's done in this unusual fashion. But then that means you'd have to take truma on yontav. And you said you can never take off truma on yontav. So this is a real problem. In Cain, matzinu truma, she's like, I bar amata. So according to this, obviously, you're able to take off the truma on yontav. Problem is the Mishnah. Oh no comparison between challah and truma. Truma, you're never zakai baramata. That's what it says. How do you explain this? And says the Gemara, you are right, except for one factor you're not taking into consideration, and that is if you're molel in the lilot, not everybody holds that you're chayav in taking off truma bechalal. That's the point. So it depends if you hold like Rebbe. Or if you hold like Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, in the following braita, the Tanya. Suppose you bring in shibolim, la'asot mehem isa. See, what you're going to do is you're planning on finishing up your processing of the grain, but you didn't finish it up. So up until the point that you do the finishing, you are allowed to eat them because you can eat arai without taking off trumas and maaserets, because it's not nigmar malachta. But if you brought them in to be molalan b'melilot, you brought them in to eat piece by squeezing them between your hand, so then Rebbe says, look, then you can't eat arai, because since at that point you're not going to be processing them legoren, you never had an intent to processing them legoren, so then the etzem hachnos is the conclusion, because now you're eating them one by one by rubbing them between your fingers. So therefore you have to take off meiser, there's no more arai. Whereas Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda says, no. Since the Torah said digancha, this is not called digancha, even if you complete it that way. Digancha means a pile of grain. And that's what we call always kri. It was put into a silo, it's a pile. The fact that your intent was to eat it piece by piece doesn't mean that it's nigmar malachta. Just because in your mind it's nigmar malachta, it doesn't meet the requirements of the Torah for grain criterion. Right? So if you hold like Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, so it works out fine, right? Because what are you saying? You're saying, oh, see, you can take off truma. What truma? I'm not going to take off truma according to Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda. So that way everything is perfect. Asks the Gemara, but wait a minute. Even according to Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, now that you raise the point, if you're telling me that it is possible to be molel on Yontev, we have a problem. Why? Because even according to Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, suppose mashkachatla, we could find a case where you were machnishi bolim lasot b'yan isa. Your initial determination was to make an isa, and then what happened was you decided it. Afterwards, you know what I'm going to do? I am going to be Mololam instead. Now, since your intent initially was to actually make them into normal grain, so at that point, it's already shayach to call it tigun, because that is the thing that gave it the halacha of, okay, now it's going to be chayav. The fact that I happen to have not yet completed it, and I'm Mololam, allows me perhaps to have access to it, but I still have to take off Trubas and Meisters. So over there, it's Tivla B'Yomit. It became Tevel today. And therefore, you could take off Truma. And if you could take off Truma, we have a problem with our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is Truma. You're never Zakai to take off Truma. How could you be Zakai to take off Truma? Take a look at the way the Gemara views a mitzvah. Zakai. It's a schus that you have. You're able to be Zakai to take off Truma. You know? What is the Gemara Baruch Hu? Mishah shakanim zakaim lechol b'trumatam. You have to have a schus, okay? But anyways, you see that you'd be chayav in trumah. Now we don't have an answer, because even if we go a little bit of Rabbi Yosef, we don't have an answer. In which case, let's forget about going like Rabbi Yosef. We go according to Rabbi also, and we could say that the meaning of the Mishnah is, I mean, 99% of the time you're not going to be taking off truma on yantar. That's the point. So it's not the kind of thing that you carry on yantar. But the other things, the norm is to what? To take off matanes, the norm is. To make an isa, the norm is. And therefore, in that case, I would say, and that's the machlok, obviously we have the different shittas, what the machlok is, picture, and beitil is. But in that case, you could clearly see why it would be more likely to be matir. Omar Abai, you should know that the whole machlok that we're talking about over here is dafka bishibolim. The machlokas between Rebbe and Rebbe Yosef Rebbe Yehuda is talking about grains that are still on the stalk. But everybody's meina that when it comes to kitniot, and that was the issue that we were discussing before on the base, he had mustard seeds. And he wanted to process the mustard seeds. That was the Shabbos of Tevel. There, everybody's meina that the moment that you put into a package, tied into a package, that's the Gemara Malacha. Because lots of people will just prepare, as Rabbi Yaakov pointed out, precisely the amount that they need, and they rub it, and they get what they need, and that way it's fresh, and there is no processing in bulk. And so the mail over there, the moment you tie it up, that's when it's chayav, that's teva. Interesting. Let's see if we can prove what Abaya is saying. Here it says, Misha yulo chavilei tiltan shel teva. So we have, tiltan is this, the Mishnah Trumasa. This tiltan, not sure how this translates as a type of clover, but whatever it is, it's, you use only a little bit at a time to be mamatik, your kider. So he's got packages of this stuff, and it's tevel. So what does he do? He's kotesh, umechashev kama zera yesh behem, umafrish ala zera, veinu mafrish ala itz. So what he can do is, he should be rub it, which is the way that you squeeze it in your hand, and you figure, mechashev, you figure in your mind, berach, like, how much would I have to take off for truma over here, according to what he's got as a big handful. But 99% of the handful is wood and leaves. He's just squeezing it. He's getting out a little bit of zera. So he has to be mechashev on the zera, not to include the amount of eitz. So Mamela, he should be'erech. We're going to worry about this be'erech issue later when it comes to Truma's Maisri. You can take off be'erech. Truma can take off be'erech. But we'll talk about that in a little bit. So now, l'chora, this is going according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. Right? So Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda was the one who said that when it came to Shibolim, then you're not chayef to take off Truma's Maisri. Because it's a low tivu. And nonetheless, here he's saying that it's teva, and you have to be mechashev. How much to take off? Says the Gemara, no. Who's to say it's Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda? It's going to Rebbe. What are you talking about? It's going to Rebbe. I'll leave it to Rebbe. What do you have to talk about? A funny case of tiltan. I mean, Rebbe says the same thing about anything. He says the same thing about grain. So what are you? You're telling me a case of tiltan. You're only that poor. What do you think I said? It's Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda's psalm. I picked a name out of a hat. Because according to Rebbe, it's completely trivial, the statement. Of course you have to take off truma. And if it was wheat, you wouldn't. Even wheat you'd have to take off. Ah, so what are you saying? You're saying, okay, but according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, it's not trivial. Why not? L'shmina charmine kitniot. The kosher can't tiltan. I mean, Tiltan is a type of kitten where you use almost nothing of it, you know? So there it's the derech. Well, I'm going to have a big pile of Tiltan. The derech is you take a tiny little bit for your right now. I mean, if you want to tell me that even a spice that's used a lot, like mustard, that too is considered to be, the moment you put it into a package, it's already considered to be the norm for kosher Tiltan. Tiltan is something that everybody does that way. So why would Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, according to you, Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, there's an excuse for him to be talking about Tiltan? There's also no excuse. So anyway, we're going to have to find a solution. That solution could make it work. I'll leave it to Rabbi too, you see? And what is that solution? Tiltan is shrichah, because there's a special chiddush with Tiltan. What is that? That salka da'atech amina, Tiltan is one of the few things where the tam eitzo upriyo shavet. So you have taste of the Tiltan in the actual branch. So you might think, if that's the case, I should be mechuyev to take off truma on the branch as well, because it has the taste. So mechuyev because of the taste. Therefore, that's the reason that we talk about Tiltan. No, I mean, if that's the Iker Chiddush, there's no riots after Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. Could be going, according to anybody. Oh, is it blue? Omar Abai.
I actually know what that means.
Another approach in what Abaya said, and this is very strange, because the Ikeni Amri reverses the whole thing. Ikeni Amri Omar Abaya, that the Machlokes is Dafka Bishibolim, but by Kitniot, everybody is motivated that it is not Teva. He's to write a low Tavla. Tosafot says that's crazy. Where do we ever find that we have an Ikeni Amri that simply reverses things? I mean, either people do it that way or people do it the other way. I don't understand how can you just have an Ikeni Amri and say, what, according to this approach in Abaye, nobody rubs kidneys between their fingers? I mean, do they or don't they? Well, what kind of weird Ikeni Amri is this? You know? So yeah, Tosafot creates, or Prima Mikutsa creates a whole complex, different Gemara based on putting in one additional assumption, which is the question of whether it was stama, what your intent was originally, none of which is here. So the parshtus is that this really is a different lashon and Abaye, and the achronim are tereach to figure out maybe it's not a question of the mitzias, but there are other issues that are involved. Fine. In any event, according to the list of lashon, everybody's made that it does not become teva by simply putting it in a package. And in this version, of course, we ask an Abaye from that same Mishnah in Truma. What do you think we're talking about over here? I mean, undoubtedly, we're talking about that it was Teva, Mahamish, and now you're going to have to take off Truma. And the Truma. No. Okay, he'll figure it out. And the truma, he'll figure it out. And the truma, you would be taking off, which proves that there's obviously a shita that holds that there's truma that needs to be taken from Asuraita. Says the more, no. It's actually a fascinating case. This is an extremely interesting and complex case. So before we get to it, let me just remind you, this is a sugi we've had many times before, which is that it is possible, leave it open, it's possible if a Levi takes his ma'aser before the truma was formed into the tfua, was formed into a kri, so it was before it was idgan, the din of idgan is a din in truma, but not in ma'aser. So the ma'aser, if he takes his ma'aser, then he skips the phase of truma, and he becomes chayev in trumat maaser, not in truma gedola, and the trumat maaser incorporates the truma gedola. Now here, Rabbi Barney is very upset because as a kohen, he figured he would get it twice. These kohenim, they're never happy. So just trumas maaser. I want truma gedola also. But in that case, we could skip truma gedola. Famous story that we've had. Mm-hmm. But you're not supposed to do this because you're not supposed to take off the ma'aser beforehand. According to Rashi, it's ma'amish to get a melechat chavadimacha. Others argue on Rashi that melechat chavadimacha lo ta'acher is only an iser once the truma has been, the tfu has been idgan, and therefore it's chayim in truma. But nonetheless, if it comes out, you're being mafsid the kayin, and so on. Okay. So in any event, it's certainly not l'chatchila the way to do things, but we learn out from a pasuk, if you recall, that truma gedola is included in that case, not as a separate thing, but as part of the ma'aser min ha-ma'aser amarti lecha, v'lo truma gedola v'ma'aser min ha-ma'aser, right? So there we have a fascinating new halacha, because in that case, once I make something ma'aser, then you can't say it's not now considered tevel l'gabi truma. Because if it's ma'aser, it's already chayav and trumat ma'aser. So, because there it specifies min ha-ma'aser, it doesn't say anything about doga. So if I have ma'aser, say, in this case, it's indeed possible to come up with an explanation that would still be consistent with a bayis second lashon. Because if the Levi had taken off ma'aser before, so then even though this was something that up until that point I would not have said is considered to be tivla, but here, because it was ma'aser, it became tevel, because it was called ma'aser. Here we're talking about tevel, tovel, not of truma, but of trumat ma'aser. Of course, you will immediately suspect that this is going to lead us into problems. The reason it leads us into problems is because trumat ma'aser is exact ma'aser mena ma'aser. And the lashon over here was, figure approximately how much truma you're going to have to take. What do you mean approximately? Approximately is nice when it's truma gedola. It's great how it all ties in, right? Approximately is great if you're talking about truma gedola. But it's not great at all if you're talking about ma'aser mena ma'aser. But we'll get to that. So meanwhile, we've gone through like every arcane different sheet over here. Fine. So what we're talking about, where it's tevel tovel shetrumat ma'aser, k'd Rebbe Avu on Reb Shimon ben Lakish. The Omer Rebbe Avu on Reb Shimon ben Lakish. A very, very famous discussion we've had many times, that Maaser Rishon Sheikdimo B'Shibolim. If you go down to the field, you take Maaser Rishon before the grain was processed into a silo, the din is that it's good Maaser. And since it's considered to be Maaser, so therefore Shemo, that name of Maaser, Tovelo, makes it into Tevel vis-a-vis Trumat Maaser. So then, wait, something else doesn't make sense. So then, why does it say kotesh umechashev? Why does it have to be kotesh? How did he get it? He got it still with all the brand on it, right? So let him tell the Kohen, Mr. Kohen, what am I have to be kotesh. I'll give it to you the same way they gave it to me. I got a pile over here of grain that's unprocessed. The Torah is mechayev me to take off trumat maaser. Fine, I'll give you trumat maaser. But why am I more chayev to make it now? Grain that's finished. If I'm mechuyev in trumat maaser from unfinished grain, I'll give it to you in an unfinished state, the same way that I get it. So lay malay, let him tell him. Kotesh lomali, lay malay, kiech li avuli. The same way I got it, I'm going to give it to you. Omarova, you're right. It's just a knas. This guy was mafsid the truma gedela from the coin by doing this. It's only right. He makes up for it with a little bit of tikkun, you know. Let him take care of the grain. So therefore, it's a knas. Tanya Miachi ben Levi shenatnu lo shibolim b'ma'asrotav. He first has to make them into a goren before he can take off the trumat maaser. So se'otam goren, he has to process it. If they gave him grapes, he has to be the one that turns them into wine. If they gave him zeitim, he is the one who has to turn them into shemen. It's not going to be very, very useful for him. And since that's the three things that you're mukhliyim and he writes to take from. And therefore, we afterwards are ma'afish aliyim, shumat ma'aser, and notnam l'kohen. Shikishem shutruma gdolayin, and he tell it, elo min agoren u min ayekev. So too, it says, daganti roshu yitzhar, that's the ekrechiyev. So too, trumat maaser, in the telet el nagoren, umin ayekev. Now, wait a minute, but you said mechashev. Mechashev is approximately. You can't do approximations when it comes to trumat maaser. Homedidaboy, it's got to be exactly measured to take off maaser min ha-maaser. Well, that's true to 99% of the shitas, but there's always Abba Lozer ben Gimel. There's always that third shita, you know? And the Tanya, listen, he's a little bit of ahead of Ben Hehe. So he's way ahead of Ben Yeshua ben Nun. I mean, that's like, so the Tanya, Abba Elozer ben Gimel, v'nechshav lechem trumatchem. What's that? Trumatchem. And all of this is said to the Levim. V'nechshav lechem trumatchem. is kidagan mena gornu khblayak mena yekev. That means bishtei trumata katuv medaber, achat truma gdola, v'achat trumat maaser, which means kishem, exactly the same way that the truma gdola is able to be taken ba'omed, because I mean chitachat poteret atakri meila, the chachamim rekavei a broad range, no, echad bechamish, echad bechamish, echad bechamish, okay, so I'm obviously going to have to be very medaktik in that. So too, and it could be taken with machshava. If I have a little bit of the grain on one side, I could think in a nice and enough betzatzeh, and he says in his mind, you know, this is going to be for that. So too, trumat maaser nitelet ba'omer machshava. I don't have to physically remove it. Gufa. On Rabbi Abba, getting back to Rabbi Abba, on Rabbi Shimon, maaser rishon shigdimo b'shibolim shemo tovlo l'trumat maaser. The very fact that I did that makes it chayav trumat maaser. What's the logic in that? My time, huh? Omar Rava, hover yatsa alav, shem maaser. In order to give it to the Levi, we had to call it maaser. But once it's called maaser, it says, harimota mimenu maaser, mina maaser. So the moment you have maaser, then you have to take off maaser, mina maaser. There's no way to separate between the two. Omar Shimon ben Lakish, getting into the actual ma'amar, maaser rishon shigdimo v'shibolim, Potur mitrumah gedolah. How do I know that? Because it says, El ha-Leviim tedaber ve'omar ta'alayev. So this is, we're talking specifically to the Leviim. We're talking about the matos of the Leviim. And it says over there, v'hare motam mimenu, in the reference to the maaser, shenatati lachem, hare motam mimenu, trumat Hashem, maaser mena maaser. Wait a minute. What about if it hadn't had the trumah gedolah taken? So you see the pasuk is on the left saying, Levim, you only have to take off maaser mina maaser amarti lecha. Pay attention. One tenth of a tenth, I didn't say anything else. Apparently, lo truma gedola plus trumat maaser mina maaser. Well, by that logic, why did you say dafke if the Levi took the maaser min hashibolim? What about if a Levi comes to the farm after everything's in the silo and he comes and he asks for maaser, and he says, well, we haven't had a chance to take off truma. He says, sir, it's okay, I'll take off truma. Give me the maaser. He said, why wouldn't it be the same thing? V'hari mota mimenu maaser mena maaser. The Torah seems to be saying, under all conditions, once a lady gets it, that's it. You're not believed to take off more than maaser mena maaser. So, yachi, I feel like the krinami. Amalei, said Abaya. The Torah figured somebody like you is going to come along one day. In Alecha, Makra, it was because of that that the Torah had to specify, indeed, if you took in labor, Mikol matnotechem tarimu et kol trumat Hashem. Aha! So you got a contradiction. On one hand, it says, no, only take off Basim and Amas. On the other hand, it says, no, you got to take off kol trumat Hashem. Make up your mind. Ela must be that if it was in the Kree, then you have to take off both Truma Gedola and Basim and Amas. But if it was in the Shibolim, then you take off only one. Umara ita. And why would you see it that way? Well, what do you mean? Obviously, you mean it's more high idgin vai low idgin. If it's already been considered dagan, then it makes sense that the chiv of the truma gedolah is already on it. So you don't pater him for the chiv that was already chal. Mashain came, if you took it to shibolim, the chiv of truma gedolah was already subsumed by the chiv of trumat maaser.
So is this machlokes? Does this agree with the previous Gemara?
No. Which part? This?
The fact that if you're trimmed
on Lakish? No, it's just that we didn't want to. This is just a way in which we don't have a problem with Abaye. Because Abaye claimed that everybody's made it, and when it comes to Kitmias, that it's not considered to be Itro if it's just packaged. Mm-hmm. So we asked why. So now how do you explain the fact that it says to be Makashiv? How much Truma you have to take off? And our Torah says, it doesn't mean Truma, it's Truma Maaser. So we got the problem, because it was called Maaser, it doesn't have to be Havashem Teva. So then we asked, but if that's the case, how could you say the Chashev, it has to be precise Medida? And we answered, we have a Shita that says that they don't need precise Medida. And then we went back to discuss, by the way, this whole question of a lady who was Magdi. Why is it after Magdi and Bishiboli? Maybe it could be Magdi and Bishiboli. This piece is an aside completely. These are the arsons.
And so that's the din? If he's mocked him for greed.
That's the din. Yes.
In Yom Tov, isn't there an idea that Ochol Nefesh goes only to a certain stage of preparation?
Ochol Nefesh I mean, it's a machlokas, whether it's Xavier the Rabbanon or whether it's Mikra Adin, that okay, things that could have been done, that's the thing, that things that are generally done before are not included in the Tzarachim of Yantar. But here we're talking about doing things Kalachriya. So the question was, were the Rabbanon Gezer, even on things that are normally done before, or even if it's a Diraisa, normally we ask for doing things Kalachriya, even though it's not considered to be a Malacha Diraisa. In this case, the Rabbanon weren't Gezer. Right. So I'm happy. Now here we're talking about something that is similar to the idea of Mila, but it's not the same. And we'll see that it makes off Kamino Allah, but it's not the same. If you have Seorim, then what you need to do is either, obviously you process it normally, but if you've got a single Seorah that you wanna eat, you can peel it. That's like the pearl barley, you know. And you pull off the endosperm from the seed, and it comes off like a you know, shell of a nut kind of thing. So you give him a kale fachatacha, v'ochel. Take them one by one, and you can eat it, because as long as you're eating them directly, there's no chiyuv of meiser, because that's the way in which it's called achilas arayah. Obviously, it wasn't mitmareah, because it still has the olive bran on it. So it can't be that it was fired. So he's called Achilas Arayah. And once he's Kolef, but if he starts taking off the shell and he's Notem Letoch Yado, he's already gathering it to eat from his hand a whole handful and pop into his mouth, that's already considered to be non Aroi. And at that point, it would be fine. Om Rabbi Elazar, you should know that exactly the same thing would be true Lagabe Shabbos. So that if he just did one, it's considered to be kala achriyat. But if he does a handful, so then it would be considered to be a way of doing disha. So it would be klipa, would be a tone of disha. And he would be chayav for Shabbos as well. Matki floravava bar mama. And in the first case, in the resha, lamaser im. Oh, sorry, I skipped a little. Yeah. Yeah, sorry. And he asked, well, is that true? Rav, his wife, used to have a cup for him that she would prepare and give him an entire cup, and he would eat it like that. And the same thing happened for Rabbi Chia, mekafle devita kasi kasi, and would go ahead and eat it.
The raw grains?
So, peeled. Not peeled raw grains. What he must have said was not about the peeling, because you're right that he wouldn't have, how would we explain taking a whole course of it? But there was a continuation. Continuation was not mikalef, but that was sa'urin mikalef, because that's normally what you would do. But when it comes to chitim, what do you do with chitim? You're molel. So hamolel milivot shel chitim minapeach hayad hayad, a little bit at a time. Bo'okel, and you can eat it, and it's considered to be arai. And if you were menapeach so much that you put it to tocheiko, so now you had to form like a container in your lap, then it would be chayav in meiser. And it was there that Rabbi Elazar says v'chein l'shabbat. So b'meila, kasi is enoch minami, was that was a din here, not in the case in the ratio. Wait a minute. And what are you telling me? That the case in the Reisha, he never said v'chein l'shabbos. So that in the Reisha it was okay to do on Shabbos? I don't get it. You're telling me that it's considered to be a gemar malacha for meiser, and it's not a malacha at all for Shabbos? How does that work? I mean, well, how could something be a gemar malacha and not be a malacha on Shabbos? So mi'ika mi'in is such a thing that l'gabe Shabbos is not considered to be a gemar malacha. And for my certain gemar malacha, I don't understand you. Obviously, there's such a thing. What in the world is the connection between gemar malacha for meiser and chiyuv on Shabbos? If somebody makes a goren for meiser, for instance, okay, this time, ezel goranam lemaaser hakishuin vadiluim mishayiv kasu. So let's say you've got a bunch of gourds. The gourds have a little flower-like thing on top. When that falls off, then it's considered, you didn't pull it off, falls off. At that point, it's considered a gemar malacha. Obviously,
That has nothing to do with your Shabbos. You didn't do anything, right? Fine. If lo paksu, well, if you take a bunch of gourds and you make a pile in your house. Now, once you brought gourds into your house, there's no din of ma'amir on you. You're allowed to make a pile. You make a pile of apples in your house, it's not a pile. You make a pile of pumpkins on your table. Nobody's going to tell you you're going to be over on Easter Shabbos. Okay, and at that moment they become quiet. And what about onions? When you put the onions in a pile in the corner, at that moment, it's considered to be Chayav Maaser. No, you're telling me that that's some type of Israel Shabbos? Nilu Gabi Shabbat. Amadat Arima. It's butter. Elamait Lak Lamemer. What are you going to tell me? Boy, what a dumb question. I mean, the Torah only asked Malachas Mach Shabbos, but making a pile is not Malachas Mach Shabbos. Fine. So what's your problem? So the same thing is true in terms of the case of being Kolev Fisarim. I don't understand why you make such a big deal of it. It's not called Malachas Makshefes. So something could easily be a Gemar Malacha for a Chiyav of Meiser, so it's Tovel, and it has nothing to do with a Chiyav of Shabbos. Ketzad Molel. When we say Molel, I mean, how much do we allow you? I mean, we certainly would be Machai of you to make some type of Shinui. I mean, this is something that Mi'ikra Din should not be done today. It should have all been taken care of yesterday. So telling me the Rabbanon were in Gezer. I mean, how much weren't they guys to do Malila? So Abaye Mishmeder of Yosef says, look, what, you could put it between one finger. Put it between your thumb and a finger. So you rub whatever you can put between your thumb and finger. You can rub, loosen the chaff. That's all that you can do. Certainly can't put it between your hands and rub the way you would do if you have a lot of stuff. Rav Avia Mishmeder of Yosef says, no, that's not what Rav Yosef said. Rav Yosef said, you can even rub it on your two fingers. You can put, you know, so you have a little channel. So you can put a bunch of grains between your two fingers and rub it like that, which allows you to do more. Two fingers. Rub on our rub. Says, no, none of this is necessary. You're making a shinui. You don't make a shinui on a shinui. So, kiva de mishane. Afilu chara kulanami. You're not taking your two hands and rubbing them together the way normally would. So what's the difference? Yeah, once you're doing it in that way, what's the difference if you put it all across your hand and use your thumb to rub it? It's a shinui. You have to make the biggest shinui in the world. That's also good.
One hand
is also good. And ketzad minafeach, and after you loosen the brand, so how do you go about doing the nifuach that we said, minafeach miyad liyad? So how are you minafeach? Not liyad, remember. Miyad is not to be confused with liyad. That's the little bit at a time. So how do you do that? You don't allow it to fall into your palm. You put it between your fingers, right by the end of your finger, and you can let it go through. But you can't take a handful and let it drop into your other hand and blow on it. You can't do that. And they laughed on you. Oh, silly Bavelian people here. You're doing things so inefficiently with such a clear kachino. This is the way you're going to be doing winnowing. Take a hand and blow on it. And that's fine. Because it's not a normal way of doing nefiha.
It's not.
Ushbezich made a rav bar of Chan and have a layer right to the Chardala. Or Malay Mao the Fluchi and Mechum in our Beyond Tov, lo have a beer day. Autumn the Kame the Rava, or Malay Mailer the Melilais, or Mefarchim Kitnias Beyond Tov. Eve Abai, ye amolil, Melilot Mir of Shabbat Machar, Minafeach, Miad Liad Vilchel, Avalobe Canon, Velobe Tamchoi, Amolil, Melilot Mir of Yom Tov. But don't take it too far. However, note, it says, now, the problem is, if it's Biyom Tov, Lo yomartem b'truma she'eino zakai baramat. I explain that. Lo kasha ha-rebi ha-rebi yas rebi yuda. Titanya hichni shibolim. Lasot mihem yisa. Olcha mihem ha-rai u-patur. if he's machnis the molan the melila, his rebbe is b'chayiv him right away. But Rabbi Yosef, you don't hold your potter, because that's not called idgun. So maybe it's going like him. And according to Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, we can figure out a case. Kegon sheichnis shibolim nasot miyamisa, and then you were nimlach aleim lebolam biyamtem. We're over there. It became tevel biyume. So what are you going to say? Elamai truma, rav truma. That would be true according to anybody. Omer Rabbi, machloket b'shibolim, avo b'kit, you know, to everybody's mind that asuraita already is, makes it into tevel. Lema misayela, mishayelo chavilei tiltan shel tevel, arezekotesh, umechashev kabazera yeshbe, umafrishala zera, veno mafrishala eitz, in my love. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, the Yomar Hasam lo tavo barachet is tavis, he's made it by tiltan, because it's kidneyous. Nah, no, it's going out libet a Rebbe. Libet a Rebbe? So why would it say tiltan? I feel it should call him Nami. So what do you say? It's going out libet a Rebbe. So why does it say tiltan? It could have said Charmine Kitias Koshkein tiltan. You barely use any tiltan. Ella tiltan is strichale. Sark, let him know over time, it's so pioshave. Maybe I should be chayef to be mafish chumas amaisres. Nami a eitzah. And that's the chiddush here. That's what we're talking about. Therefore, we can't bring a rhyme. Ikeri Amri Yomar Abai, Machloket Peshibolim, Avo Bekitinat, Divrei Akol Asuraita Lo Tavla, Meitvei Misha Ayulo Chavilei Tiltan Shel Tevel, Hareze Kotei Shubechashev Kama Zera Yeshbe, Umafrish Ala Zera, Ve'eno Mafrish Ala Eitz, my love, Tevel Tavul Shel Truma, No, Tavot of Shetruat Maaser Rebbe Avu on Reb Shimon Lakish. The Rebbe Avu on Reb Shimon Lakish Maaser Rishon Shikdimo B'Shibolim. The very fact that it's Shmo is Maaser is already Tavot of Shetruat Maaser. So then, why do I need to be Kotesh? Leimalei to the Kohen. Look, Yechad Yavuli, Och Yavina Lecha. Oh my Rebbe, that's a knas. The Levi wants to be Mops of the Kohen, so let him do the dirty work. Tanya Ami Achi. Ben Levi, Shinatnu lo Shibolim b'Maasrol Tav. First he has to Osel Tam Goren, or Anavim, first he has to Osel Tam Yain, or Zeitim, first he has to Osel Tam Shemen, and only then Ma'afish Aleim Trumat Ma'asev Natan L'Kohen. Shikashem, Shetrumat G'dolayin, and he tell it, Elo Ben HaGoren Min HaYakev, Kein Trumat Ma'asev, and then he tell it, Elo Ben HaGoren Min HaYakev. Oh wait, if it's Trumat Ma'asev, how does it say Mechashev Kamazera? It should say you have to put it in and count it, Medina boy. Amoni Abba Elozer ben Gimeli, Titania Abba Elozer ben Gimeli, Benechshav lechem trumatchem b'shtei trumot, akatum medaper, achat trumat gdola, v'achat trumat maaser, k'shem shetrumat gedola nitelet ba'omed u'b'machshava, kach trumat maaser nitelet ba'omed u'b'machshava. Gufa. Omre be'abu omre p'shemelokish, Maaser Rishon Shikdimo B'Shibolim Shmo Tavo L'Trumot Maaser My Time Amar Avahu V'Yotza Alav Shem Maaser Omer Reb Shimon Lakish Maaser Rishon Shikdimo B'Shibolim Patur Mitruma Gedola Shem Avarimot Mimenu Trumat Aser Maaser Mena Maaser Maaser Mena Maaser Amarti Lecha Lo Trumat Gedola V'Trumat Maaser Mena Maaser Omer Reb Papa Labai Well if that's the case Afilu Gdimo B'Kri also it should be the same pasuk. Oh, Malay, ha, Terry thought you had in front before you got here. Alecha makromi komat notechem, torimu et kol trumat Hashem. Umara ita, haidgan vailo idgan. Tanada. Hamekalef seorim, mekalef achat, achat viofeo, v'im kalaf, and atanda togedon chayav, omre belozer, that would be true on Shabbos. What? Well, Rav's wife used to make him a cup on Shabbos, and then and Reb Chiya's wife used to make a cup. Mekafle devito kasi kasi. Ela yitmar seifa yitmar. Not the Reish is not true for Shabbos, but the seifa hamoilo melilot shel chitim minapeach hayad hayad vochel v'im nafach natan l'tocheko chayav. And there said Reb Elozer v'chein Shabbos. Matkifle Reb Abba bar Mama. What and in the Reisha? In the Reisha, it's only for Meiser and for Shabbos not. How does that make sense? Be committed to any Shabbos lavi gemar melacha. And the Maaser, it is a gemar melacha. Matkil, Rosh Hashanah, absolutely. Why not? Velo. For a Gornan Lamaser, where we find in the Mishnah, hey, it's a Gornan Lamaser, Kishu Nadulim, Mishi Paksu. If Lo Piksu, Mishi Aminarima. Tanan Amegabi Bitsarim, Mishi Aminarima. Vilu Gabe Shabbat. You're telling me Hamadat Arima is somehow an Malacha? Obviously, it's Potter. Elamait Laklamima. Melechat Mark Shevet Asra Torah. Nu, Zachinani Melechat Mark Shevet Asra Torah. Ketzad Molel, Abayim Mishpeit Rav Yosef Berchoda Achoda. Rav Avi Mishpeit Rav Yosef Berchoda Atarte. Rav Omar, look, if you're being Mishan already, not to use two hands, Afilu Choda Kulanam. Ketzad Nafeach, Om Rav Arav Arav, Om Arav, Menafeach Mikishre Etzbotav, Olamal. Hakola B'marova. I would give the Mishani Afilu Bekula Yodanami. El Omar, Velozer Menafeach B'yado Achat,
and we're holding still on Yud Beis Amid Beis. Omer Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel Halachak Rav Yosi. So here we paskin like Rav Yosi. In fact, Rav Tuvi Bereder of the Chem Yehavele Garba Dechaber De Truma. He had this whole wine barrel, and it was Truma. Also, the Kamei Rav Yosi. Omer Lo Maolam Tuye LeKoyin Ha'idna. Would I be allowed to bring it to a Koyin today on Yom Tov? Omer Lo Hachi Omer Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel Halachak Rav Yosi. Since we paskin like Rav Yosi, and obvious in Rav Yosi's explanation, the Machlok is Beishamei Beisilil, and obviously we paskin like Beisilil. In which case he's saying that the halacha is that you're allowed even to bring it to the Kohen on Yontif. Ushbezichne, the Rav Baruch Hanan, Havilei Yisuraita de Chardala. And the host of Rav Baruch Hanan had a package of Chardal, and it was on the Chardal as a legume, so it has to be taken out of its pot in order to be able to use it. And he wanted to know if he's allowed to take it out of its pot. So, Mao lefruche lebechu mine biyomte. Is this one of these, it's basically a type of disha, when you remove something from inside of a pot, the same as separating out the chita from its straw, from its chaff. So the question was whether this is one of the malachas that can be done, letzarech echol nefesh, or since it could have been done yesterday, so maybe I'm not allowed to do it today. So what's the halacha of taking the kidneys, the chardal, outside of its pot today? Lo avi biyadeh. He didn't know, but he went and he asked Rav. It should say probably Rava, because that was the Rav of Rav Chonon. Omar lei, look, meila lemelilais, umefarchin kidneys biyamtev. Most learned that this seems to be a quote, not that he's saying it on his own, because otherwise what's throwing in Mullah and the Melilas, that wasn't the issue. So he's telling him over Psakalacha. Psakalacha is that you can take, even though it's a question of Disha, because you're separating out, but you can take individual chitin, and when you rub them between your fingers, you make them suitable for eating just raw, because you remove... removes the chaff from the chita. And since it's done kila achar yad, because that's certainly not the way to normally do disha, even on Shabbos, it wouldn't be a deraisa. So therefore, the midrabbanan, they weren't kosher either, on yontav. So even though the maisit could have been done before, they didn't aser doing it on yontav itself. And befarchin kitnias. Again, since the piruch of kitnias is done manually, a little bit at a time, so it's mutter to be mefarich kitnias on yontav, and that's your answer. I say abaya somebody who went ahead and on Erev Shabbos he went and he made these melilais by rubbing the chitin between his fingers. So what he can do the next day in order, because he still has a mixture, that is, even though he separated the actual chita itself from the chaff, but he now has a mixture because he rubbed it between his hands. How can he get rid of the chaff and be left with edible material only? He can use his hand to be menafeach, so he sort of waves his hand over it, and that way he waves away the chaff instead of the normal way you were doing winnowing, and that he can do a little bit at a time. Miyad liyad means he takes what it is that he needs to eat right now, waves his fingers over it, puts it in his mouth, takes the next piece. So that's a complete shinui from the way that he would do it on a regular day. Avalo bekanun, he cannot use a kanun. A kanun is basically, it's a type of filter which is wide on one end, thin on the other end, so that it allows out small pieces of junk, basically, and it's a funnel type of thing in which which it allows out the chitim, so that this is actually not chitim, kanun is used for kidneys, but you can use your fingers, which cannot use a kli, cannot use a kanun, and when it's talking about the melilas, hamoyla melilas meir of yontiv l'mochem and afeach ayad ayad v'ochel afilu bekanun afilu betan. When it's on Yontiv, Erev Yontiv, so then the next day on Yontiv is supposed to be on Shabbos, you would be allowed to actually use a kanun, even a tamchoy. A tamchoy is you spread it out in a dish, which we often do even today. We spread out in a dish like with rice and so on. We throw out all the junk, that way we can see it, and we're left with the oichlin. Avalobe tabla. Tabla would be a large tablet, table area, which is what you would do b'chol, when you have a lot of material that you need to do. That's already not mutter to do on Yontif, because it could have been done mayor of Yontif. Velobe nofa, velobe kevara, not with a normal sieve or sifter. Now, note, says Abaye, that it says over here, hamolo melilais me'er of Yontif. It doesn't say hamolo melilais b'yontif. According to what Rabbi just said, it would be mutter to be melo melilas even on Yontif itself. So why did it say over here in the Brisa what to do if you were melo melilas yesterday, and it doesn't say you could be melo melilas on Yontif itself? This is, no, that's not much of a kasha. I mean, afilu tema b'yontif. Look, we have over here two cases. Case A was what happens if Erev Shabbos you were melo melilas, and then what do? So you can only use your fingers. The next case was, what about Yontif? Instead of changing may Erev Shabbos to Yontif, we change be Erev Shabbos to be Erev Yontif. But it's not that you couldn't have done it on Yontif also. So afilu tema b'yontif. I did the toneration me Erev Shabbos. Tani nami seifa me Erev Yontif. Okay. What is this doing here, Bichlal? This has nothing to do with our sugya. It has to do with our sugya is everything. Because now that you've said that you can do this, you can have your melilais on Yontif, the whole Mishnah just broke down. Because what was the argument in the Mishnah? That there's a difference between truma and challah, correct? A truma, you're not zeichet to take off truma on Yontif, because that should have been done when you were geimer melacha yesterday. You certainly can't be geimer melacha today. And therefore, we weren't mezakeh you to be able to be melech to the kohen either. Well, you just pulled the rug out from that. Because according to this, you could be melo melilas on Yontif, if you're melo melilas on Yontif. So now you were zeichet to have tevel. Obviously, if they're matu, you're the achila of melilas. So then you have to take off the truma also. So what is the Mishnah saying? But on truma, obviously, since you were never able to be besak in truma on Yontif, so therefore you can't be b'yil truma. It's not true. Ask the Gemara. In kein matzino truma shezakai ba'aramasa. We just found a case of melilas melilas on Yontif where obviously a guy has shibolim where he has raw tvua. He didn't take off truma because he wasn't chayiv in truma until he was idkin. Idkin is the end. But now that he's melilas. It, so that's the Gemara Malacha. He now has to take off Truma, he won't be able to eat it. Aye, so why did you say Vitzanan Loim Amarta Betruma Sheino Zakai Baramasa? So why did the Mishnah keep arguing that no, Truma is a unique case because after all, Truma you were in Zeichen because there's no way it could be Chayev on Yontif Gufa. It's only Chala you could be Chayev on Yontif. It's not true. Says the Gemara. Well, there's only one way out of this. Lokasha. Already Arab Yossi B'Rav Yehuda will find that indeed there is a machlokes what the din is of these melilas. So indeed everybody is beta that you go ahead and be melo melilas on Yontif. However, there's a machlokes about what the din is. The Tanya hichnis shibolim lasot miem isa ochel miem arai upatur lemololam b'melilas Rebbe Mechayev Rebbe Repaiter. Here there's another issue. Are you chayev on chitim that you were molel melilas that you rub them between your fingers, and now you're going to eat them basically it is a different way. You're going to eat them raw, but that's very nice that you can do it. But are you chayev to take off truma on it? So Rebbe says if you brought in raw shibolim into your house, and your intent is to go and to make fresh dough out of them. So you're going to process them in the house. Doesn't matter. You're allowed to go ahead and eat arai because they still have not finished their malacha. So you didn't do disha, you didn't do maricha, so they're not considered to be dogan. And it's reishis the goncha. How about if you brought them in not to complete ever? You're never going to actually do a normal disha, and you're never going to make a kri out of them. You're going to make a pile out of them. You're going to eat them one by one. L'molalon melilais. What's the din? So Rebbe is Mechayev, because he says, look, since this is the way that you're going to be eating them, there's never going to be any other gorim. This is their gorim. So the moment that you're machnis them in this state, you become chayev and truma. Now, according to Rebbe, that's a terrible problem. Because if that's the case, if I could be melo melilas on Yontif, and the moment that I do so, that becomes their digun. So then the whole communication here between Beit Shammai and Beis Hillel is broken. That was all based on a difference between truma and challah. But now it's no longer true. Ah, but Rebbe Yossi, Rebbe Yehuda holds your potter anyway. Because this is not considered to be the way in which you can have dagan. So if it's not dagan, you'll never be chayiv. And therefore, it never included in Reishis Degoncha, and therefore there's no problem in the Mishnah. They were going, I'll leave it to Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda. This is why it's not so posh. Because even according to Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda, you still have a case where you can come up with a way that you'd be chayef to take off Truma on Yanta. In which case, again, you have a problem with the Mishnah. What is that case? Says the Gemara, even according to Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda, Nami Mashkachas law. Because note that the case is over here, Hichnis Shibolim, right? Your original intent at the time that you were Machpis the Shibolim on the top line, when we brought the Bryce, the Machlokas, Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda, and the Rabban, was what? That your intent as you brought it into the house was never to do Digul. So you brought it in Lamololom B'melilas, right? But what about if initially, and then nimlach aleihem lamalalam biyont. How about if the hachnasa into the house was indeed almanas that there would be a real digun? So at that moment, it's omed to be chayev even alib the Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda. The moment that you'll do that digun, when you now change your mind and you decide that what you're going to do is nimlach aleihem lamalalam biyont, you change your mind and you decide you're not going to do a digun. You're going to end up being Mailel. So now it becomes Tevel, even according to Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda. Because the only case that Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda was Matir was where the original Hakdasah was Lamol Olam B'Molilas. But since over here, I brought it into my home the way I would normally bring it. So the shame truma was already chal, the chiyav of truma was already chal on this because I brought in chitim as into my home that I'm going to treat as digun. Now when I change my mind, this becomes the gemar malacha of a chita that was royal digun. So even according to Rabbi Yehuda, I'm chayav. In which case I became chayav on yanta. So now I have to take off truma, otherwise I can't eat it. It's no different than taking challah off of anisa. And the Mishnah again, according to him, the Mishnah said, that no, loyim amarta b'truma, the truma is different. Because truma, I don't have a schus to be metakin on yantav itself. Says the Gemara, you're right. My truma, rov truma, enochinami. When it talks about truma over here, it's not referring to any case of truma. Talking about the norm, I mean, 99.9% of truma. You're not able to take off on yantav. This is a rare case. You find a case in which you brought something in on one purpose. Change your mind to be Mala Malilas is another purpose. No, okay. Nobody's saying it's not possible. In Achinami, in that case, so you would have had the same exact discussion as you would have had Lagabe Chala. That's not a normal case. When we talk about Rov Truma, Rov Truma have a right to have that discussion. Eino Zakai Baramasa. Meaning Rov Truma is Eino Zakai Baramasa. So,
no problem.
So there's no problem with the Mishnah. I mean,
the
Mishnah is not saying that it's some kind of written in stone that it can't be Truma. It's just they're saying, look, aren't you Maida that in 99.9% of cases you can't take off Truma? But Mabela, you shouldn't be able to be Mela. Lema Bisayel, let's see if we could talk a bring a Ryan to this din over here of the Kitnias in the Middle East. It says, Misha Yulo Chavile Tilson Shelteva. Hareze Kotesh Umechashev. Remember that Tilson, how did I translate Tilson? Somebody has a translator. Is it Fenugreek?
Yeah.
Fenugreek. So remember that Tilson was one of the things that we said earlier was Tama Eitz Kitaba Pri. The whole machlokus with Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rebbe is dafka talking about the case of Balal Balilais. Aval bekitnias, when it comes to the question of kitnias, where over there the norm is that you don't make big piles of kitnias, so lots of people just take a little bit. Even today, you have people that grow spices in their little window boxes. They take whatever it is that they need, and they use it, and it's fresh, and it's great. So over there, but when it comes to kidneys, since lots of people eat it that way, so that's considered to be the gyra. If you bring it in that case, even in packages, and it's not yet ready to be used, that's nonetheless considered to be teva, until you take off truma. So he's mechalek between the two cases. Before we took the two cases and dealt with them in the same way in terms of the iser on Shabbos and Yom Tov, how to do it. We naturally assumed that when we had the machlokas, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Lagabe the Chiyav Truma, there was also the same. Comes on Gabbai and says, don't get confused. There's two different issues over here. When we were, I sound very funny to myself because I hear, my ears are totally stuffed and I hear myself talking and trying to be crazy.
It's much better than it was 3 or 4 days ago.
Yeah, not to me, it isn't. No. It sounds, but I do sound normal. I'm feeling very tense.
Like you're already.
I feel very funny. Okay, so he comes along and by it to say, don't get confused. There's two different issues over here. There's the way in which it's done, which is what we're speaking about on Amud Beis, and then there's the Chiyuv of Truma. The Chiyuv of Truma is certainly not part of the Machlokas Rebuta when it comes to the Kitnias. Let's see if we can bring a riot to that distinction. It says, somebody has now packages of tilsa, so they're unprocessed. He has to now grind them to use whatever he wants. Now, obviously, when he grinds it, since the Tama Eitz and the Tama Priyashava, he doesn't have to separate out the Priya and the Eitz. He just grinds it up. The question is, you don't have to take off Trumas or Maisers from Eitz. You don't have to take it off from Paris. So even if they taste the same, it doesn't mean you have to take it off as Truma.
Also,
Kitnis. Yeah, Kitnis Rabbanon. So we weren't you to take off on the eighth, only on the Zera itself. So after you do the Ketisha, estimate basically how much, what proportion is there of seed, and then you have to take off your mafresh only proportionately. Ala Zera, so you prorate it. Ve'inu mafresh ala eitz. You have to take off Trubis and Maisras on the eighth. Now, Zechora, it says over here that it becomes Teva. So my lav, Rabbi's Rabbi Yudahi, Diomar Hosam Lo Tavla, Hocha Tavla. Lechora, what this is going according to is basically what it was that Abaye himself made the distinction that when it comes to such a case by Melilais, there's no Tavla, and therefore we wouldn't be discussing Trumas and Maisras. But here, since we're talking about Kitnias, everybody is Maida. And even Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda is later that there's a chiyuv of kidneys. Because, I mean, otherwise, what are we discussing Dafka, the case of Tilson, for? I mean, if we're talking about a case of Tilson, it means that there's a unique halacha when it comes to Tilson that wouldn't have applied to the dinim of the Milo Melilais. So it must be going to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. By Milo Melilais, there would be no chiyuv. By kidneys, there is a chiyuv. So we bring this to tell us what the din would be. Aliba the Rabbi Yehuda. How do you take off Trubas and Maestras? In this case, it's Tilson, so you have to be Mechash. But meanwhile, you clearly see that Abaye is correct, that even Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, who said that there's no chiyuv of Trumas and Maisras on Melo Melilais, on Chitim, is made that on Kitnias, since that's the norm, you have to take off Trumas and Maisras, and this is the equivalent of the Digun for Kitnias.
Why doesn't he take off the Masha before he grinds it? Why doesn't he take off the Masha?
That's the Gemar Malacha. Until then, it's nothing. It's not usable. Once there's a Gemar Malacha, now there's a Chiyuv. How do I take the Chiyuv?
It's not ground.
It's like the equivalent of Chitim before making a Kri. You can't take off Trumas and Maisras before you make the Kri. It's not Chayev yet. Okay, so the Disha, the equivalent of the Disha and the Kri of the Kitnias is the Ketisha. That's how you use it. Says the Gemara, it's no riot from you. Maybe it's going to Rebbe. Rebbe, says he. Rebbe? Ma'ari Tilsa. I understand. Why? What would it have to do with Tilsa, according to Rebbe? You could be talking about Shibolim Nami. You'd have exactly the same case. I mean, if we're talking about Tilsa, it must be because there's something unique about these legumes, right? So Kitnias is different. Why would Kitnias be different? Only Aliba the Rebbe's Rebbe Yehuda. Because according to Rebbe, even Chitim would be Chayev in this case. Says the Gemara, please. You're not thinking straight. What do you think? It's going like Rebbe's Rebuta. So explain to me, why did it take Dafka Ketilton? Why do we have to be talking about fenugreek? So Leshwin and Charmina Kitnias. I understand. Say a case of Kitnias in general. What do you have to take a case of Dafka Tilson? That all types of Kitnias are Teva when I bring them in this fashion, even though I brought them in their natural package. And so for sure, Tilson, I understand that over here, the Tilson, where always I use only tiny bits of Tilson. So why would I think Tilson is any different? Ella, don't you have to admit that there's a special case of Tilson? Obviously a special case. Tilson, it's Trichale. Isn't there an issue over here that is only being addressed by Tilson? Of course there is. Zagadai de Chamino, however, Tam Eitzo, Prio Shavet, Lifrach Namia Eitzo. Did you ever have Aloha anywhere telling you whether you're chayef to take off Trumas and Maisras on even the Eitzim, where the Eitzim are being used for edible purposes? No. That's why we set up this case. In the same way that you have to admit that we chose to discuss fenugreek specifically, as opposed to any other type of kidneys, because we want you to know how to prorate the amount of Zera there is to the Eitz. So then according to Rebbe also, what are you asking me? You could have talked about Molel and Melilei Sechita. I'm not coming to address that. I want to talk to you about Tameh and pre-Shabbat. and what to do under those circumstances. So I said, this case. Anyway, you have to admit that that's true. Even I'll leave it to Rabbi Yehuda. So how do you know it's not true? I'll leave it to Rabbi. If this is Kulay Rabbi, so then it has nothing to do with Abaya. Again, let me just review this. We had a machlokas between Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yehuda about whether, if you're molel melilais, do you have to take off trumas and meiser? Since it's never igun, there's never any real digun. I don't make a kri out of it. I don't deal with it the way I normally deal with wheat. So Abaya came along and said, yes, that's true, there's a machlokas, but that machlokas is limited to wheat. But if you would bring in some type of legume, which is often used a little bit at a time, and which you don't generally make big piles of, there's no din specifically of digun on kitniyot. The Rabbanan, when they were machayev you trumas and maisers on kitniyot, were machayev you the way it's normally used, and not to pretend that kitniyot are a grain. So okay, say rice, maybe rice you eat in such a way that it's similar to chita, even though it's a legume. But what about all these other cases? So you'd be chayiv even if you bring it in its natural format as a little packaging. That was Abaya's contention. We wanted to bring a riot to Abaya from the fact that we discussed the case over here of how to prorate the part that's chayiv in fenugreek as opposed to the edible wood which you've ground up in it, which you're not chayiv. But meanwhile, you see that you're chayiv on kidneys. Now, who would this be? If it's Rebbe, what did we have to talk about kidneys? We could have spoken even about chita. Rebbe would have said that you're Chayev, right? So it must be to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. But didn't Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda say by wheat your potter? Raya to Abaya that he's made it that by kidneys your chayev. Says the Gemara, for heaven's sakes. Obviously, we're talking about a special case over here. Maybe it's going according to Rabbi. So you'll say, according to Rabbi, why do I specify kidneys? Because the same reason I specify fenugreek and not kidneys. I'm not coming to talk about kidneys, and I'm not coming to talk about wheat. I'm coming to talk about a special case of Tilsa, where I need you to know what the din is of prorating the edible zera and only taking off for the zera that's in your powder now. The powder consists of ground eights together with ground zera. So now, take it off proportionately. So obviously, you would have asked the same question if it's Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, why discuss fenugreek? And I would have told you, of course, that's the only case where you have tama eights and tama prishada. So maybe it's going according to Rabbi and not Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with what Abaya is saying. Maybe Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda would have said, even kidneys is potter. So therefore, I don't have a raya to Abaya. I mean, no, I don't have a kash on Abaya. I certainly don't have a raya to Abaya from here. So let's see that again. Says the Gemara, look, Rebbe, this is not Rebbe Yosef Rebbe Yehuda. Says the Gemara, if it's Rebbe, why is it discussing Tilson? It could be talking about even wheat, Shibolim Nami. So I ask you the same question, says the Gemara, Lamai. You say it's Rebbe Yosef Rebbe Yehuda. So why are we talking about Tilson? We could be talking about Sharmini kidneys. The Koshik ain't Tilson. Ella, you have to admit that Tilson is a special case. We're coming to discuss the Tilson is Trichale because Sakatai Tachadina Hoyovatam Eight Superior Shaveh. Lifrosh Namiya Eight Kamash Malam. This is the first lush that we had in Abaye that he explains that Rebbe and Rebbe Yosef Rebbe Yehuda are not arguing about the case of the Kidneys, and everybody agrees it's Chachayev. But there's an Ikadi Amre that quotes Abaye very differently. Ikadi Amre Omer Abaye Machlokes Beshibolim Alva Bekidneys Divriakol Asiro Tai Lotav. According to this lushan, everybody is made that there is no chiyuv on kidneys at all, probably because the whole chiyuv of kidneys is only to Rabbanan, therefore the Rabbanan weren't mechayev something which is not used in any way similar to daga. So there is no, unless you actually process it the way you would process the daga, you would not be chayev to take off, even according to Rebbe. It's exact opposite of the way we said it before. Meisvei misha hayolo chavilei tilzot shel tevel, areze koteshu b'chashev kama zera yesh behen. Here it says exactly the opposite. Somebody has tevel of kidneys, and he ground it up. It says he grinds up a little bit. He had now a little bit of tilson in the chavilot. It says chavilot tilson. I thought Abaya just said chavilot tilson. Everybody agrees is never going to be chayev and truma. How does he explain this? It says over here that you should be mafrish ala zerva and a mafrish ala eitz. Going to buy it not mafrish at all? What do you think mafrish? So my love, when it says tevel here. I mean, doesn't it mean tevel tavul shel truma? I mean, that's usually what tevel means. You take off here, it says take off a little bit. Take off a little bit, you're mechashev, how much you have to take off? Must be talking about truma. No, actually, you'd never be chayev on truma. Why? Because it's never idgut. It's talking about over here that it's tevel tavul le trumas meiser. What happened over here is that a Levi accepted Meiser Rishon from this material that was not chayev in truma. Once that's true, once he takes Maaser Rishon from it, so now it becomes Chayev in Trumas Maaser. A Trumas Maaser is also a type of Trum. That's what it's talking about. So once it's Chayev in Maaser, the Levi is Chayev to take off Trumas Maaser. And the Dinim of Trumas Maaser, you have all the Chiyuvim that you would have had on Truma itself, because it's called a type of Truma. And that's the case. That wasn't what Abaye was talking about. Abaye was talking about the original Chiyuv of Digun, which is the only thing that's Chayev Truma. Those halachas are not set on Maaser. But once you take off Maaser, you become now Chayev and Truma's Maaser. But huh? Only the Levi. And it's talking like Rabbi Avu Amar Reb Shimon ben Lakish. The Om Rabbi Avu Amar Reb Shimon ben Lakish. Maaser Rishon. Sheikdimo v'shibolim. Shmota v'lo trumat Maaser. Fascinating halach. That once you went ahead and you took off. Stop. Not talking about kidneys. Normal on grain. Shibolim normally are not Chayev and Truma Gedela. You went ahead and you took off the Maaser before there was a Chiyev of the Truma yet. The Levi, because of the fact that he called it now Maaser Rishon, that shame creates a tevel legabe trumas maaser, and you now are mechuyev to take off, even though you took it off b'shibolim. So once you call it Maaser, you have no choice now but to take off the truma on it as well.
But wait a minute. If this is the case, yes, the Gevara, so then why is it talking about kotesh? See, I understood the kotesh up until now, which is what our dear president asked. Why does it say kotesh? I understood that kotesh is because that's the equivalent of the digun, right? So once you have the ketisha, which is the digun, you now have the chiyuv to take off the truma. But now you're telling me, no, you'll never be chayev in truma. The only reason you're taking off truma in this case is because we're talking about truma's meiser. But if you're taking off truma's meiser, then you don't need to be kotesh. Now the whole question arises for the first time. Why are we talking about grinding it? Why do I have to grind it? Did it or did it not have Maaser taken from it? To take Maaser, you don't need to grind it. I took Maaser. You claimed a moment ago that the moment that it gets the din Maaser, I call this Maaser Rishon. At that moment, I become chayev to take off Truma's Maaser. Without following the rules of Truma. So without following the rules of Truma means even without Ketisha, I'm chayev to take off the Truma's Maaser. So why does it say Kotesh? Ella, obviously, this is not the case. The case is that it's talking about real Truma, which is why it said Kotesh, and Abai is wrong. And there is a chiyuv of taking off Truma on something like fenugreek, because the Rabbana word Mechayev Truma Dafka in a case where you process a lot of it and make it creep. Huh? So ask the Gemara, so then Kotesh Lama Lema. Why can't the Levi tell now the Kohen, why do I have to go ahead now and make it Dagan in order to take off my Trumas Maaser? If you're being Mechayev me because it's Maaser, so Kehecha the Avili, Ochi Avina Lecha. This is the way I got it. So I'm taking off from whatever I got. Why all of a sudden do I have to make it now? You do the Ketisha. You want to do Ketisha? You do the Ketisha. I'm Chayev to do the Ketisha for you. I'm simply taking off. It's bad enough I got to take off 10% for you. Now you're telling me I have to process it for you. I'll give you what I got. That's the thing that was Mechayev me anyway, right? Was the fact that I got it as Maaser. Fine. So here's your 10%. Leave me alone.
You have to get 10% from
Maaser? Yeah. Maaser, min ha-maaser.
Yeah?
Good question. Omar Rava. Knossa. You're 100% right. Actually, we're still talking about the case where you took Maaser Rishon. We're talking about Trumas Maaser. We're not talking about regular Truma Gedela here. There's no fear of Truma Gedela because there's no Idgun. You'll say, so then what do I need Ketisha for? It's a Knoss. This no goodnik went ahead and he took Maaser Rishon in a way that there wasn't yet a Chiyav on the Truma. So here there's a little bit of a Shaila. So what's wrong? Rashi holds that even though the Chiyav hadn't come about yet to be Mechayev of Truma, you were over on an Isser D'Oraisa of Meleatzcha V'dimacha Lotacher. It's Osir to take off Maaser before you take off Truma. So therefore, the Levi who was Geir in this, he went ahead and he was over basically on what the Torah said, that you're supposed to first take off Truma and then take off Maaser. And he's a Chacham over here to get in his licks before now there's a Chiyav to the Kohen. So therefore, we give him a Knas. You want to take it? Fine, take it. But now you'll do all the work of processing it before the Kohen gets his. That's a Rashi. Others learn because he was mafsid, the Kohen. Because since he gets it before, we'll see later on, we've had many times in the past, that once you're makdim b'shibolim, if you end up taking off Truma's Maaser Rishon, before the Chiyav of Truma, you remove the Chiyav of Truma completely. So that means by doing so, you cheated the Kohen out of his Truma. Since you cheated the Kohen out of his Truma, you should at least work on the Truma's Maaser. So you do the Ketisha. That would be the Ketisha.
Meiser when he took it, or came out, or when the Yisrael separated it out?
No, I mean, he went to ask for it. Yisrael's not allowed to separate it out. He went ahead, and he said, look, how about giving me some Meiser? Oh, great idea. I save a little bit. I save my 150th. So therefore, we give him a knas, says Rob.
Who makes it Meiser?
Right. But since, you know, it's the old question, is it the mouse that seals or the mouse hole? Tanya Mihaki, Ben Levi, Shvatnulo Shibolim, the Masro Tav. Somebody, a Ben Levi, who received now grain, still in the Shibolim, as Miser, so they weren't yet Chayev in taking off Truma. Oseo Tam Goren. Before he takes off the Truma Gedela, he would have to make a Goren out of them, the same way that the Yisroel would have had to do to become Chayev and Truma in the first place, which is the equivalent of our din by Kitnias. Here's the same din that we just said by Kitnias, that there's a Knas to give the coin Truma Gedela in the same state that would have been Mechayev the original Truma. So here's the same thing translated into Shibolim and Techitim. The same thing I can translate into grapes. Anavim. You went ahead and you took the grapes before processing. And now you got Meiser. You're going to have to process the grapes and you make them wine. And you give the coin the wine. Osotam Yayin. Same thing, I'll translate the same principle into Zeitim, into olives. You took Zeitim before they were Chayev. Go ahead, make oil out of them, and now take off the Trumas Meiser. V'noton l'kohen. Shekishem shetruma gedola. Ena nitelas ela min agoren u min ayekev. In the same way that I would only have become Chayev and Truma Gedela once there was the Gemar, that's the Dagon Tirosh V'Yitzar, so Dagon is Idgun, that it was already in the Kri, was ready now for use, I already did all of the work that I had to do on the Dagon, or if it was Tirosh, then it's already in the state of wine, and if it's Yitzar, it's already in a state of oil. So therefore, Kach Trumat Maaser, so too with Rabbanan B'Chayev you, that Trumat Maaser also has to be given, and in the Telet, Ela min agoren u min hayeker.
With olives, if you buy olives in the shuk,
if it's for that purpose. You were talking about it was before the gemar, so we're taking you, we're forcing you to go all the way to the end.
And if you make oil from olives, it becomes a different product. You have to take meiser again.
No. But again, when we do our zroya, we'll go. But in any event, by the way, don't get confused. Because anything tell us ella means we force you to take it from. It doesn't mean you're only chayef take. Obviously, here we're using it, but since that would have been the way that you would normally have been chayev, we force you to take it now that you are chayev in that same state. So now what are we doing? We are insisting that the case that we were using as a kashan abayin, where it says over here that you're clearly taking off truma from kitnias, has got to be talking about a ben levi who has these kitnias and he took it as maizarisha, correct? There's one big problem with that, a very big problem. Note that the word that it uses in the braita for how to decide how much truma's maizah you're supposed to take, it says mechashev. Mechashev means you estimate. That was the whole deal over here. You estimate how much of it was chayev, how much it was. What do you mean you estimate? You can't estimate truma gedela. Trumas meiser. Trumas meiser is precisely 1/10 of the 1/10. It's exact. If we're talking about truma gedela, as we thought when we were asking the kashan abaya, then the word makes perfectly good sense. Truma gedela anyway. You could take off the smallest amount and you'd be yaitse. So, okay, the rabbanan said take off Beinonis, 1/50th. 40th, 60th, obviously they didn't force you to be medactic and to measure it and so on, approximately. So if we were talking about Truma Gedela, it makes sense to say, estimate the amount of Chiyav Zera and take off prorated for your estimation. But now you're trying to talk me into believing that we're talking about a Ben Levi who's taking off Trumas Meiser. You can't estimate Trumas Meiser. Ask the Gemara, Mechashev? What is this Mechashev business over here? You're not Mechashev, Hamedina boy. You need to measure it and to exactly analyze how much you're chayev, says the Gemara. Oh, that's true. But Hamani, Avelozer ben Gimeli, Tatania Avelozer ben Gimel Omer, Venechshav lachem trumatchem, B'shtei trumot akatuv medaber, Achat trumat gdola, V'achat trumat maaser. Note that when the Torah talks about truma, it talks about trumatchem. What's
Mita Trumatchem, two Trumas. There's Truma Gedaila and there's Trumas Meiser. Why is the Torah putting them together as one word to teach me? Shame she Truma Gedola Nitelet Be'omer. Just like when I take off Truma Gedola, I can use my best estimate to take it off. I'm not Mechuyev to measure. Ube Machshava. I also don't have to say the words. This is Truma. I can be, as we find many times, Neisen Enov Betzadzeh. You can decide this area is truma, and then you take from the other side. Af trumat maaser. So too is that trumat maaser nitelet ba'omet ubemachshava. So according to Abba Lozer ben Gimel, we can now learn the brisa of the Tiltan, that indeed it's talking about a ben Levi who was mocked in to take it before it was chayev, and therefore he becomes chayev only in truma gedela, and we give him a knas that he has to be kaitesh, and nonetheless he could still get away with the best estimate because of Rebbe Elazar ben Gimel's drasha.
This is a rare case because it's mixed with eights. In any normal case,
no. But mechashev would be there. Mechashev, how much? Here we're being mechashev also prorating it. But mechashev is always mechashev. Even if I'm not prorating it, I estimate the 10% itself. Over here, I need to additionally estimate what proportion of the 10% is chayev by the tilson. But always estimate would be wrong unless you hold of Abba Elazar ben Gimel. Yeah. Gufam Rabbi Avu Amar Reb Shimon ben Lakish. By the way, this whole thing is based on the maimer of Amar Reb Shimon ben Lakish. That Maiser Risha Sheik Dimo B'Shibolim Shmo Tov Lolo Trumat Maaser. We said before, we sort of took it for granted. What does that mean exactly? My timer. Omarava Hayal V'Yatza Alav Shem Maaser. Once now, the Torah says, how does the Torah refer to Trumas Meiser? It doesn't call it Trumas Meiser. It only says, Bahare Moser Mimenu Maaser Mina Maaser. Correct? So, do we agree that this is maaser? Yes? So then you need maaser mina maaser. Once you do that maaser mina maaser, it's called truma. Takes all kinds. Okay? Because it says vare maaser. So there's no way to avoid the taking off the maaser mina maaser, but once I do that, it's called truma. That's vare maaser mina maaser. Om Reb Shimon ben Lakish. Maaser rishon, sheik dimo b'shibolim. Of course, all of this was taking for granted the following mimer of Reb Shimon ben Lakish that we've had so many times. And his mimer is that if Ben Levi has Maaser Risha that was taken from the Shibolim, from the raw wheat before it was processed, you will never be chayef to take off Truma Gedaila. Potter mi Truma Gedaila. Tremendous chiddush. Where do I know it from? Shenema v'hare moser mimenu Trumas Hashem Maaser mina Maaser. How can you tell me that the Trumas Hashem is Maaser mina Maaser? The Trumas Hashem could sometimes be more than Maaser mina Maaser. Because if I got Maaser and it yet wasn't yet really Tevel in terms of Truma Gedaila, so then it's Maaser mina Maaser plus Truma Gedaila, right? So if the Torah is defining now that the only Truma that you have to take off is Maaser mina Maaser, it's telling you that's it and no more. Maaser mina Maaser amarti lecha, the low Truma Gedaila of a Truma is Maaser mina Maaser. So therefore, I'm telling you, that's why I'm spelling it out to you. All that you need to take is 1/10 of 1/10. What about the other part that you never took? You don't have to take it. So you see from here that there is clearly a ptur on Truma Gedaila once you are in possession of Maaser Rishon. If that's the case, so then there should be a general ptur of taking off Truma Gedaila. What does it have to do with somebody who went and was mocked in Bishibolim? But you're reading into this. You're saying, since the Torah says that you're chayev only on Trumas Maaser and not Truma Gedaila, that's referring to a case where the Ben Levi went and he took it before it was chayev on Truma Gedaila. How do you know? The Pasuk says a general rule. A Ben Levi that is in possession of Maaser need only worry about Maaser mina Maaser. Is that what it says? So why do you come along and say, yeah, but that's stuck in a case where he got it before it was chayev on Truma Gedaila? Who says? Maybe this is a general chiddush hakra. No. The knas was only that you have to process it. What's the knas? No, you don't give Truma Gedaila. The knas is that the Trumas Meiser that you give, you have to treat like Truma Gedaila. So you'd have to give it in the same way that you would have given Truma Gedaila. But nobody said you're chayev to give Truma Gedaila. So how do you know that it's not a general ptur? A Levi never has to take Truma Gedaila from his Meiser. It's not his business, Bichlal, if when he got the Meiser, it already had Truma taken from it or not. That's not my business. I got Meiser. The moment I take off Maaser mina Maaser, Rich, At that moment, it becomes not evel. It's now chul and it's kosher to eat. And that's the only chiyav I have. So this is Rav Papa's question. So amalei Rav Papa labai ihachi afilu yigdimo bekridami. Where do you get the idea that it's only if the ben levi was makdim b'shibolim? And what happens if he goes and he takes it even after you've got a big pile of processed grain and the Yisrael never yet took off Truma Gedola? The levi comes along and he accepts the Maaser Rishon before the Truma Gedola was taken. Who says that he's chayav to take off Truma Gedola? Omar Lay said Abaya to him, aha, it's because of troublemakers like you that Alecha Omar Kra, that's why the Pusik spells out again, Mikol Matnotsechem Tarimu Es Kol Trumas Hashem. What are you stressing, Kol Trumas Hashem? So you're telling the Ben Levi, you better make sure that you take off all of the Truma, referring by now both the Truma Gedela and the Trumat Maaser Min HaMaaser. So Esra Papu Mara Ita, how do you know that this is the case of Higdin Bikr? That's a svara. High idgan, high low idgan. It's obviously a svara that once it was in a kri, it became chayev now as reshit degantcha. That's dagan. So now I have to take off the truma gedela. It's unlikely that the Torah said, even though it was chayev, let's now make it potter and include the chayev of the truma gedela in the truma of the trumas meiser. It's much more reasonable to say that where did the pasuk say you're only chayev to take meiser ben amaser and not truma gedela plus meiser ben amaser in a case where there never was an original chiyav of truma gedela. But once there was a chiyav of truma gedela that was already in the kri, undoubtedly that's what the Torah was saying. Kol matnos, you're supposed to take off every last bit. It's called trumas Hashem. So mikol matnos echem, including your meiser, you already got meiser. Tarimu is kol. You better make sure you take off everything. And don't say, it's not my business. I got Meiser, I'll take off my part. The 10% I'll take off Givtikon, it's not enough. Your Meiser has to first not be Tevel in terms of Truma. And that is your responsibility.
But you'll be giving more
Meiser than the Leib. That's true. Exactly. Tanhas. Ha-mikalev saorim. Mikalev achat achat ha-ochel. Who's going to go down and take care of these guys? Okay, somebody now has barley, right? And people like to chew on raw barley. I'm sure as a kid you did that too. No? You go walking down. Yeah, no, you did it. Huh?
But it was in my house around.
I'm saying when you walk through a field, you take some barley. Okay. So here he's being Bekalev Saorim. He's peeling off now. We call it pearl barley. Pearl barley is after after you peeled off the endosperm. So here you're Mekalef the Saorim, and now you're going to chew it. You're allowed to do that. Mekalef achat achat va'ochel. V'im kalav natan l'toch yado chayav. So if you took a lot of them and you put them into your hands already, so now that becomes now the equivalent of a digun. At that point, you'd already be chayev in meiser. It's no longer called a achilas harai, which is mutter just to take it to eat without taking off meiser. Over here, you would be chayev to take off meiser because now it becomes kavua, since I made a whole cup of this stuff. Omer Rabbi Elazar, that's true legabi meiser, and it's also true v'chein l'shabbos. If you take off one by one, so then you're not chayev on disha. This is not considered to be the derech of disha, and therefore it would be mutter. But if you went ahead and we'll see a dafkina for Shabbos and Yom Tov. But if you went ahead and did a lot of them at a time, you would be chayev. Ain't is that true? Rav mekafle to visa kasi kasi. Rav, his wife, used to make a whole cup at a time of this stuff. And Reb Chiya mekafle to visa kasi kasi. Reb Chiya also, they would make a whole cup of this stuff. Itma, itma, seifa itma. Hamelel melila shel chitim. Minafeach hayada yad v'ochel. V'im nafach v'natan l'toch heko chayav. Sorry, we misunderstood. What he was referring to over here was the din of neficha. And that was on that he said, Amar Rabbi Elazar, v'chein l'shabbos. So what he's talking about over here is where you already had your melilas, and now you have, as we said earlier, you've squeezed them between your fingers. Actually, normally you would do it between your hands, as we'll see. And now you have a mixture, basically, of the grain itself, together with everything that you've rubbed off. How do you get rid now of the chaff? So he said, you can be an affair, you wave your hands on it, and you wave away the junk. So here he's saying that if you would have done a lot of it at a time, if it isn't al-yad, al-yad, and instead you're noisy the tocheko, you take what it is that you cleaned by winnowing it, by creating wind, and you put it now onto your lap in order to eat a lot of it at a time. So then you would be chayev. It comes along what Reb Elazar was really saying was that that's true Lagabi Shabbos as well. L'chela Shabbos. Maskif lo Reb Abba bar Mamal. So excuse me. So what are you saying now? That Reisha l'maaser in l'Shabbos lo? How does that make sense? You're trying to get out of the problem by saying that Reb Elazar would not have applied the same standards that apply to being chayev in Maaser to being chayev on Shabbos. That's what you're saying, right? You're saying in the Reisha, where we're talking about doing the actual peeling, the disha itself. Okay, for Maaser, you can't take a lot at a time. But for Shabbos, it's okay. Why is that? Is there such a thing? But Lamaiser having Gemara Malach? I mean, isn't it basically the same idea? Shabbos, you're not allowed to do malacha. What defines a malacha? Whatever would have been the normal Gemara Malacha, right? So if you're telling me that it's chayav for Maaser, I don't get it. So why wouldn't it be chayav for Shabbos? If it's a Gemara Malacha for Maaser, it should be a Gemara Malacha for Shabbos. Maskeflor of Sheshes, Breder of Edi, where do you get such a klal from? That there's a relationship between the malacha as it's defined on Shabbos and the Gemara Malacha as it's defined in terms of what creates the chayav of Maaser. We know that it's not true. It's not. Velo, v'agornon l'maaser, d'tzlan ezeo gornon l'maaser, hakishu'im, hadilu'im, mishi faksu, v'shalo piksu, mishi yamid arema. That the din over here is kishu'im. Pumpkins and squashes grow with a little flower on top that was the original bud. When that falls off, that's considered to be the gemar malach or the goron in your chayim. How about if you use them still in an earlier state, in a less mature state? So then, when you make a pile of them, you have now your Halloween pile of pumpkins, that's already mechayev you and mice. Now, the same thing, by the way, is true about onions. Tanana begabi betzalim, mishi amid arema. You make a pile of onions, then it becomes chayev. Is there some kind of question that on Shabbos you're not allowed to make a pile of onions? Did anybody ever hear of such a thing? Why can't I make a pile of onions in my house? I understand. I could pile up my onions. Vilugabe Shabbos, ha'amadas arema is certainly not considered to be a malacha. And I would be potter. So we go, Elamais mach lemeimah. What are you going to tell me? That I'm being silly, right? Because malachas mach shabbos aser teira. I mean, how is making a pile of onions related to doing a malacha? First you have to define what a malacha is. So then you're admitting that the definition of a malacha is irrelevant. In terms of Shabbos, is irrelevant. What's considered to be the gemar malacha in terms of when a food is ready to be eaten, what it's considered to be fully processed. Well, what are you asking me? So therefore, there's two completely different standards. Achinami malachas. Malachas makshavas asur teira, and not stam what's considered to be a gemar malacha for the dinim of mice. Ketzad mole. Sorry.
Rashi says malachas.
Yeah. Something that requires craft and thinking.
For Shabbos.
Not, but why does that have to do with what a... As far as food is concerned, all we're interested in is the last step of preparation. That may not require any type of definitive malacha. What is the relationship between craftsmanship and piling up onion, right? It's not negiyah. Now, Ketzad Molel, Rashi learns over here that the Ketzad Molel is referring to Yontif, with the Merlel and Melilais. Okay, there's Shaila Lagabe, whether there's a way to do this on Shabbos as well. But he's learning that on Yontif, there also needs to be a Shinui. The Rishonim that disagree. They say Ketzad Molel is a reference to Shabbos. On Yontif, there doesn't need to be a Shinui at all. But Rashi's learning like this. The Ketzad Molel, we said before, that someone who's Molel Melilais on Shabbos, so on Yontif, so he becomes Chay. How do you do Melila on Yontif? So Abaye Mishmed Rav Yosef Omar Choda Achoda. Now, you realize the big problem with saying this is because earlier it said exactly what you're allowed to do, what you're not allowed to do. It talked about, you know, you can't use the Kanon, you can't use the Tamchoy. We spoke about these dinim before. And now all of a sudden we started giving these other rules. I mean, it's mashma talking about two different. The Tosfos says that no, when it said you cannot use a kanon and you cannot use a tabla, but you can. You cannot use rather the tabla. Can't use the tabla, but you can use the kanon and tabla. It means also within the range of this type of malila. So Abaye Mishpeh Rav Yosef Amar Chada Achada. You have to use your thumb against one finger. You rub the grain between your thumb and finger, and only that's mutter. But to rub it between your fingers, or even your thumb on two fingers, is not enough of a shino. Now, the way you would normally do it, you would take a bunch, you would rub your hands together with the grain in between. Over here, you can't even use a thumb on two fingers. You can only use your thumb and your index. Rav Avya Mishpeh, Rav Yosef Amar, you could even use Choda Atarte, your thumb against two fingers. Rav Amar, Kivan de Mishane, Afilu Choda Akulunami. Once you're doing this in a different way, that is not the normal way that you process grain, you could use your entire hand also. I mean, I use your all of your fingers, not your entire, but your thumb against all of your fingers. And Ketzad Menafeah, again, this is where Tosfos points out, what do you mean Ketzad Menafeah? You said before, Menafeah Miyad V'yad, Afalo B'kanon, Lo B'tamchoy, and so on, right? So here's where Tosfos says that's the meaning. What we're doing over here is we're explaining the Kishrei Etzbaosa, and Kanon V'tamchoy was in terms of the Dinim of Yontin. So Ketzad Menafeah, Chomer Avada Barav Amarav, Menafeah Mikish. You can only use from your knuckles down. You can't use your actual palm. Normally, to make a wind, you would wave your whole hand, obviously. But that you can't do. You have to make a shinui, and you wave only your fingers. And that way, you create enough wind to blow off the chaff. They laughed at that psak halacha in Eretz Yisrael. Oh, come on. Kiva de Mishane. Anyway, you're doing something weird. To be minafeach, this is the way you're winnowing, waving your hand at this stuff? I mean, once you're doing a shinui like that, afilo bekula yadanami. There's no reason not to use your entire hand as well. Ela omer avalazar, minafeach biado achat. Don't use both hands, but you can use one hand, ubekokoho, as best as you can create a wind. With one hand, that's good. All right, so let's review. Omer Rav Yehuda, Omer Shmuel, Halacha K'Rav Yosi. Rav Tuvia, Bereda Rav Nechemia, Avalei Garvela Kamei De Churma, Asa Kamei De Yosi, Omer Lamaalam Tiyo Lekoin Ha'idna, Omer Layokam, Rav Yehuda, Omer Shmuel, Halacha K'Rav Yosi, and therefore, according to Beis Hillel, it's mutter. Ushbezichle the Rav of Rav Kanan, Avalei Yesarayt, the Kardala. Doesn't it say Mala Melilos Mefarkin Kitnius Biyamta? Esve Abaya Mala Melilos Me Erev Shabbos Lochem Nafeach Miyad Yad Vochel Avolobe Kanon Volobe Tamchut. A Mala Melilos Me Erev Yamtev Lochem Nafeach Yad Yad Vochel Afilu Bekanon Afilu Betamchut. Avolobe Tava Volobe Naf Volobe Kavar. But meanwhile, it says be erev yontiv, but not be yontiv. Afilu teima be yontiv. I did a tanneration me erev Shabbos. Tana seifanami me erev yontiv. Ask the Gemara. But according to this, matzino truma shezakei baramata. If you went, it were milo malilis. Vitznan loim amarta bitruma sheino zakei baramata. So how do you understand the Mishnah? Lo kasha arevi arev yes reviewed. The tanya ichnis shibolim la sot mi amisa ochel mi amarai upatur. According to Rebbe, you could become chayev and truman yant. But Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, poter. Well, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, nami mashkachas lakagon shichnish shibolim originally lasot me'amisa, and then you changed your mind. L'molulam b'yomta. That then it becomes teva b'yume. Well, my truma in the Mishnah means rov truma. Not that it's impossible. Om Rabbi, machokas b'shibolim. Avo b'kitnias devrei akol asiraita tavla. Leime misayeh alei. Misho yoloi chavilei til such a teva. Areze koteishu mechashev kama zera yesh mehem. Umafrisha la zera veino mafrisha la eitz. So I guess this is going like Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. And he's saying, awesome, lo tavla by milileis, but by kitnias tavla, which is exactly what Abaye said. Nah, it's going to Rabbi. Rabbi, samayre tilsa, afila shiboli nami. Nu, and if it's Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, can ask the same question. Lashminet sharmine kitnias, koshke tilsa. Ela tilsa nitzrichale. So, kadate chamina hoel vatame tzotri yoshaveh. So lifresh nami a etzo kamashvala. Ikeni amri amar abaya makwokus bishibolam ova kitnis divri akol asuraito lo tavla. Meisvei, what are you going to do about the brides? Mishar l'chavile tilsan shal tevel areze kotesh u'mechashu kabazera yeshu mafresh ala zera veinu mafresh ala etz. Obviously, if we're talking about tevel, it must mean tevel tovel shal truma. No. Means tevel tovel shal truma spice. Rebavu amri shlokish. Tiom rebavu amri shibin lokish. Maaser rishon shikdimo bishibolim. Shmo tovel ova truma spice. So then what was it? Kotesh lomali, according to this. Lomali kiech diavuli, hochi avinu lecha. Omar rabbi, the kotesh is a knas. Tanya Miyaki, Ben Levi, Shinatanolo, Shibolim, Bimasota, Oseotam Gori, Anavim, Oseotam Yain, Zetim, Oseotam Shem, and then he's Mafresh the Trumas Meister, Minotanolo Kohen, Shikashem, Shetruma Gedolo, you would have had to take. And in the Telas, Elamina Gorin, Umina Yekem, Kachumat Maser, and in the Telas, Elamina Gorin, Umina Yekem. Yes, but if that's the case, how could it say Mekashev? If it's talking about Trumas Meister, Hamedida Boy, it would have to be measured. Amani Abelozab and Gimeli, the Tanya Abelozab and Gimeli, Mevenekshav Lachem Trumatchem. Trumatchem is with state Trumat Akatu Gnaber. Achas Trumagadela, Akat Trumas Maser. Shame to Trumagadela, Nitelis Baumed of Mamakshava, Kach Trumat Maser, Nitelis Baumed of Mamakshava. Guf Amrebe of Umre Shlakish Maser Rishon. Shikdimo Bishibolim Shmot of Lolo Trumat Maser. My Taima, Amarava, you, the Yatsa Allah, Shame Trumah. Sorry, shame maser. Omer Abshim ben Lakish maser. Rishon shiktiva b'shivolim. Porter b'truma gedola shabavari b'isvim ben truma shabaser ben maser. Maser ben maser. Amati lechavelot truma gedola v'truma maser ben maser. Omer papala bayok yafilu ikdimo b'krinami. Omer le'olach omakro mikol matnotechem torimus kol trumat Hashem. Umara ita ha'id genal la'id gan. Tanos amekalef sorry mekalef achat achat ve'ochel. Im kalaf natan l'toch yado chayav v'maser. Omer Abelozer v'chein l'shabes. Eini v'orav mekalfalei devisu kasi kasi. Rebchia mekalsa devisu kasi kasi. Elit ma'asefe yitmar. Amolel melilot shochitim. Minapeach ha'yad ha'yad v'ochel. V'im nafak natan l'toch yako chayav. Omer Abelozer v'chein l'shabes. Maskel Rebaba Bar Momo v'reishu l'maser in l'shabat lo. Mi'ik amiri dila in l'shabes lo avigmar melocha. V'lamaiser avigmar melocha. Maskel Rav Shesh Bred Ravidi, why not? V'agornan l'maiser. The time. Ezeo goranan l'maser. Hakishvim v'adiluim mishi pasku, mishi paksu, v'shelo piksu, mishi yamid arima. Tana v'gabik b'tzalim, mishi yamid arima. V'ilu gabi Shabbos, ha'madat arima as potter. Ela ma'isloch l'meim, ra'malach esmach shevas asrutera. Ha'chinami, ma'lach esmach shevas asrutera. Ketzad molel, abayim mishved rav yesru merchoda achoda. Rav avi mishved rav yesru merchoda atarte. Rov amakivet v'shane, afilu choda kulun nami. Ketzad menafeyach, om revada barav om rab. מנפח מקשרי אצבעותיו ולמעלה. מחק ולא במערובה, כיווה דמשני אפילו בכולו יודד מאמי. אלא אומר רבו לא, זה מנפח ביודו אחס ובכל כוחו.